Did we actually just agree with Nick Saban? Welcome in, to the Barn Social Hour. How's everyone doing? We hope you're doing well, whether you're watching or listening. Welcome into the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean in his glory wearing the Bass Pro Shop hat. We love to see it. During the summer. But Graham, let's just hop right into it. So at the top of the show, like we said, or in the intro rather, we kind of agree with Nick Saban on this. He testified in front of Congress yesterday in regards to college sports and the, let's see, I'm gonna make sure I say this right, the Protect College Sports Act, which me and Kyle talked about a week ago, and talked about some of the points on that. But there's one thing that he said that I don't think we would agree with, but everything else was pretty solid, I would say. But basically, I'll just go down the list and I'll get your thoughts on this, Graham, okay? So, first point, he compared college sports to a Ferrari headed toward a cliff. He basically said, if you have the biggest, baddest Ferrari going 150 miles an hour toward the Grand Canyon, somebody needs to tap the brakes. He said or argued that college athletics needs more regulation before the system becomes unsustainable. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. College football is one of the largest, you know, sports businesses in the country right now. And so, yeah, it's a big, bad Ferrari. And I mean, I do agree that like it's heading towards a cliff and that we need to get this figured out before it's too late and we, you know, ruin college sports. So I do agree with that.
No, I do too, because I thought it was crazy that, like, you know, back when all this first started, it was like, hey, you know, we got players being paid $1 million to go play football, basketball, you name it, anywhere. And it's like, okay, well, surely it won't exceed that, right? No way, no how. Here we are, we got people getting paid $5 million in a car to go places. You know, it's just like, it's nuts to me. He also, this is another point, he criticized the current NIL and transfer environment, saying it has become more of a pay-for-play system and a bidding war for recruits and transfers rather than the original intent of NIL, which is rich coming from him, by the way, but what do I know? Dodge Charger. But anyway, McDonald's bag. Yeah, so what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's true. Each year he had a quote that was also like when he got to Alabama, it was, he had like $2.7 million in NIL, or like when NIL started, he had like $2.7 million in NIL, like total. Now teams are pushing $40 million a year, you know, to spend on a team, which is bizarre. It kind of defeats the purpose of what NIL was. It was kind of just here's a little bit of extra money, like you can make off of, you know, your name, your image and likeness, because you know, you deserve some type of compensation, but now it's like professional league. Let's see how much millions we can spend on, you know, to get a top team. And like I said, you're seeing guys, teams now pushing $40 million to get guys, which is just bizarre.
Yeah. And this one, it's a separate point, but it kind of relates to that. He said that he warned that skyrocketing roster costs, you know, what the schools are paying the players, could hurt non-revenue sports and opportunities for thousands of student athletes. Basically saying, say like one day, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but say like someone goes into, like John Cohen goes up to the men's and women's tennis coaches and was like, hey, we're cutting the program. Why? Because we need more money for football. No, heck no. I wouldn't want that. I get that not a lot of people are tennis fans. Okay. I played tennis in high school. I personally like tennis. It would be like John Cohen going to the golf coach who just came off of winning a national championship and being like, hey, we're going to cut the golf program. Why? Because we need more money for football and basketball.
Yeah.
What? Like that. I do agree with him on that. That to me, what are your thoughts? Because to me, that's the most outstanding one to me that people have talked about, like, what if we get to that point? And it was like, oh, it won't get to that point. Well, again, we didn't think people were going to get paid $1 million+ in college, and here we are, you know? So, like, yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, repeat the question again. Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. He said he warned that skyrocketing roster costs could hurt non-revenue sports and yes. opportunities for thousands
yes.
of students.
Yes, athletes. Yes, yes, yes. No, absolutely. And it's a known fact that for most schools, football is the moneymaker. You know, for the school, like especially when in the conferences like the SEC, that is unfortunately a fact. I do see what Nick is saying, like how, like, okay, well, schools are like, all right, well, look, this sport is our moneymaker. Like, so we need to cut funding from other places to bring it in here. But that's going to cause, I guess, like issues. And I completely agree with you and Saban, like saying that shouldn't be happening. Like, we need to keep checks and balances so that all sports have equal opportunity. Or, you know, not necessarily, you know what I mean? Just like every sport
I got you.
Money allocated to them and not like, like if a school loses a sport strictly because they need more money for football, that's beyond insane. And that I think that in itself is proof that it's gone too far.
Yeah. Well, could you imagine like just not only just the chaos that would cause, but the amount of lawsuits that would be thrown towards Auburn for being like, hey, we're cutting volleyball, we're going to cut golf, we're going to cut men's and women's tennis, we're going to cut equestrian, which I don't think they'd ever do that personally, ever. Like, if it came down to one thing,
it's one of our most winning programs.
But like swimming, gymnastics, like just stuff like that. You have to look at the bigger picture in all this. I get football, especially in this state, is the end-all, be-all. A lot of people don't care about basketball. A lot of people don't care about baseball. I do. I get that. I get that some people are like, I don't care about basketball. I care about football. Cool. That's fine. It's not the end all be all. There's other student athletes at these campuses besides Auburn that have other talents and abilities in other sports, and they need the opportunity to do that through their respective sports. You turn that off, you shut that down, they're going to be pissed. And it's not going to end well. It's really not. So then this is where he gets into the two points that I just don't agree with at all. Well, I agree with this one, but not like, let's be honest, there was something going on with this. Mm-hmm. He said that he's raised concerns about tampering in the transfer portal, citing examples of players being recruited away while already enrolled at another school. I agree with that. It's funny though, considering that Alabama's probably done the same thing. Every school, Auburn's probably done it too. Okay. It's just the name of the game. It happens in high school. It's just, there's levels to this, and it's just, it happens everywhere. This isn't like a new thing. Like, that's what's so funny, that this is being proposed like, oh, this is a new thing, and it's not. But like, what, share your thoughts. Like, what do you think?
About tampering?
Yes.
Like you said, I mean, it happens literally, I guarantee you, it happens every day, every single day. Mm-hmm. And like, I guarantee you it happens at Auburn too. Like, let's be real about the situation. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
We've tried to bring in, you know, things to stop it, and we have seen it a little bit, but there's just not much you can do. It's tampering is going to happen. It will forever happen. It's always happened. And now how it looks changes, but it will always happen.
Yeah. And then this is the point where I think me and you will agree with this, because I think it's kind of ridiculous. He said that there needs to be an even playing field to make it more fair for schools to compete in sports like football. I'm sorry, who just won the national championship in football? Oh, Indiana, who had like 1, 2, 3 stars. That's it. That's all they had. They probably didn't have the most expensive NIL roster either compared to who they play in the national championship in Miami. Like, you have the Texas, the Ohio States, who are got absolute boo-koodles of money. Boo-koodles. Okay. Billions. Billions of dollars moving around in circulation. Indiana shocked the world. Okay. Everyone's like, oh, they're, when they get to the playoff, they're going to, you know, they're going to pitter out. I was one of those people. And they kept winning, and to the point where they, like Oregon, they dismantled Oregon, and they got the shoe dogs check coming in. You know what I mean? That's crazy. But like, what, like, what's your opinion of that? Because I think that's insane to me.
I see two parts of it. I do think there like does need to be a little bit of a level playing field in the sense of like, if a team does one day just goes out, it's like, hey, we're spending $70 million on a roster this year.
Correct.
That's excessive. You know what I mean? Like. I think there needs to be low key a cap. You know what I mean? Kind of like a salary cap, kind of like in pros leagues and stuff like that. Because then you can kind of like still let your big dogs fight a little bit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's not getting so excessive where these guys are spending millions and millions of dollars, and it's the same two teams winning for the rest of time,
right?
Because other schools can't keep up. But like I mean, like I said, Indiana did just win, so like that throws everything off. But I think just to keep like the big schools in check, I think
yeah,
some type of you know clean like level playing field is needed, but not in like a strict way.
Yeah, no, and that's where like he kind of lost me whenever he started saying this, because we expanded the playoff to you know where it is now for the reason of a 14 playoff was not big enough. We had the same teams in it every year. You knew they were going to be in it every year, and it was not fun to watch. I'll say it. It wasn't fun. I like college football. Do not get it twisted, okay? It was not fun to know, like, you could do fantastic, but because of brand power, it was like, oh, they're in. They're in. You saw it a couple years ago. That like Bama lost in the SEC championship. They're like, they're in. What? Like it's just like, what are we doing, man? I don't get it. I really don't. And I think, you know, and I agree with what you're saying. Like it's more for more so the bigger schools, like the SEC schools, the Big Ten schools, if you will. But again, Indiana, I get they're in the Big Ten. I understand that. No one had them doing what they did this year. No one had them getting a player that was going to win the Heisman and be a future potential. Well, he not potential. He
first
was
overall pick. Pick.
Yeah. So it's no one had that. No one had that at all. And Kurt Cinetti is a great coach, and he proved it this past season. And I think I'm not saying they're going to repeat, but I think they're going to be really good. You know what I mean? I don't think they're going to suck or anything, but I don't think they're going to be as good as last year.
They did
get
Josh Hoover, I think. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, quarterback. Yeah. No, you're right. But yeah, it's just kind of. I don't know. I get what he's saying. It just kind of is on social media. Some people have been rubbed the wrong way when he said that. Cause it's like, sir, you were one of the four schools that were making it almost unwatchable every season. Cause you already knew what the result was going to be. It's just, I don't know. But you know, what's not hard to watch or go to AUShirts.com. Go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see some of the options on your screen there for those that are listening. You have the Barn Hard, you have the FE shirt, you have the Boog shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Boog hat. You have other options as well on AUShirts.com. We add new styles weekly, excuse me. And also, if you buy a shirt from AUShirts.com, if you're repping it, once you pull it out of the box, out of the wrapping paper, sport it, tag us on social media. Me, Graham, the barn, all the above. And we'd love to shout you out on the show. If you get a shirt from AUShirts.com and you wear it to Atlanta for the Baylor game, when Auburn goes up there to play the Bears, sport it, tag us. We'd love to shout you out because we're looking for it. We're waiting on it. We'd love to see you rep your Auburn Tigers in the barn out in public. So let us know when you get a shirt from AUShirts.com. Again, that is AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn.
Also go to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are. Let's do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn fan, then go to buyauburn.com today to shop a massive index of companies that are run and owned by Auburn people. And if you, like I said, if you're a business owner and you're an Auburn fan, then go to buyauburn.com today to sign up to get your business on the index. It's a great way to support the family, great way to support each other. So go to buyauburn.com today if you're interested in signing up or searching the index.
Yeah. Yeah. I, again, can't speak on that enough. I love the idea, and let's keep it growing. If you know anybody that is, you know, has a business and they're either local to Auburn or graduated from Auburn, let them know about buyauburn.com. Let's grow the index and make it the biggest index for Auburn businesses everywhere. Again, that's buyauburn.com. Graham, moving on to the back end of the show, we got to congratulate the golf team. They won the national championship in men's golf. Two times in 3 years is nuts. By the way, that's a hell of a milestone. Okay, that.
And guess what? I can tell you why.
Jackson,
this man right here.
Yeah, that. Can you pull that picture up again? That is hilarious that they recreated this because he did it in 2024. That is hilarious. I put that up there with Michael Jordan crying with his dad in the locker room and Kobe Bryant hugging the trophy in the shower. Like, that's just, like, to me, that is up there on the Mount Rushmore of moments. But yeah, dude, that's crazy. They, and also, can we talk about who they, like, they went through a school from the Big Ten, they went through a school from the Big 12 and the ACC to get to where they were. To stand alone at the top of the mountain. So congratulations to the Auburn golf team. That's really cool. I can't get over that they recreated that. That's just so good. It, but with all the stuff that we've seen with the creative team and everything, like, you already know someone like pitched, like, hey, Jackson, you remember the picture you did?
Do it again.
Just do it again. We'll make it look good. And they did. It looks great. It's really funny. Everyone was going off about it, laughing about it. So shout out to them, man. Congratulations. It's really cool. And I don't know if you saw the post game, like when they were, you know, interviewing all the players, and the lady from the reporter from the Golf Channel, she was like, so, you know, what's your plan? Like, you know, what's next for Jackson Kovan? And he was like, you know, I'm gonna get back to Auburn and kind of, you know, unwind and relax. And, you know, we'll see what happens. And the coach in the background going, one more year. I love that. The energy right now around athletics is really good, man.
Apparently, guys on the PGA have been telling Jackson's like, dude, stay in college. Like, just enjoy it, dude. Like, stay there, have a good time, enjoy it, and then the PGA will be here when you're done.
Yeah, that's my thing. So. It's there when he gets done. He's proven that he will be good enough post-college. So just enjoy it. Rack up some natties. Yeah. Get some more rings. Let's run it back, Jackson. If you're watching this, doubt you are, big fan, enjoyed your season, come back. Let's do it again, please. But one more thing I wanted to mention, and I know, Graham, you'll be all over this if you haven't seen it yet. Have you seen, because we get the official unveiling tonight for college football 27.
7 o'clock. And I think when this airs, it's also airing.
Yes. So after you watch the Barn Social Hour,
go watch that. I will be watching that.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're revealing college football 27 and Madden 27 tonight. Did you see some of the pictures that leaked out?
Mascot mashup is back.
Yeah. Mascot mashup. That is a mouthful of mashed, but that is a word salad right there.
Mashed potatoes.
Yes, that is one of my favorite modes when I was a kid, and I'm glad they're bringing it back. People have been asking for it since 25 was announced when they revamped the whole franchise again. So that's cool to see. But the one that stuck out to me, and I hate that it's the picture that they chose, but we have to talk about it. Lane Kiffin on the sidelines. He actually looks like Lane Kiffin.
That's true.
The leaks that we saw earlier in the year, around like February, March, those leaks, if you paid attention to the leaks, the likeness that they're, like, the leaps that they're taking with name, image, and likeness, especially for the players in this game, is going to look one for one. And the fact that Lane Kiffin actually looks like Lane Kiffin, phenomenal. The one thing I ask, EA, if you're watching this, again, doubt you are, but if there's an off chance somebody is, please make the Eagle flight not look like a pigeon. Please. It is so small. It is so tiny. It drives me nuts. Because I remember they updated it and they said, yeah, we fixed it. And it's still small. It went from like a pigeon in New York to a war pigeon in the Civil War. It was like, okay, like, good. I guess. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah. I'm really excited to see what they do. I saw one of the pictures of, it looked like it was Jordan hair, but it was in, I guess, the screenshot they took, it was in between the lights flashing and a night game, so like the lights were off, but you could tell it was Jordan hair. It looked really good, even with the amount of, you know, lighting that they had in it. It looked really, really good. So yeah. I'm excited for it. I know Graham is excited for it. That is his game. And I also know another person in particular that's excited about it too, Dab Fan, because I owe him a game or two in College Football 26.
Me too. You owe me a game.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, we played at your place during basketball season.
That's true.
And I didn't wax you, but I won on a freak. You remember that? The freak touchdown before half, and it kind of just set the tone.
Yeah.
But goodness, what a time. But yeah, that's really exciting. But there's a lot of good things on the horizon right now. We just thought we'd share our thoughts on what Nick Saban was saying. Testifying in front of court today. Hopefully they get me personally, I think the 5-year rule needs to be a thing. And I think Graham agrees with that too. I think you cap NIL deals at 1 million. You cannot exceed that, especially for football. And then, you know, everything else should fall into place. The whole TV deal thing is a little for me. It was for Kyle when we talked about it too. So we'll, who knows how that's going to play out. Corporate people get involved in things that they don't need to have their hands on is just a mess. And it shows. Yeah. But yeah, with that being said, I don't got anything else. You got anything?
That's it.
Cool, cool. Well,
just a reminder, baseball plays tomorrow. That's
yes, it. Super regionals. Can't wait. That's going to be so much fun. So much fun. Hopefully, if you have a chance to go out there, go support the Auburn Tigers. The crowd the other night against Milwaukee in the final regional game, phenomenal. Let's keep that momentum up. If you have a chance to go, please go. I would love to go, but I can't because I'm having to do some stuff for work, unfortunately. So other than that, I don't have anything. If you like what you're listening to and watching, please subscribe and follow The Barn for anything and everything Auburn sports. We're your number one source for everything Auburn. Be sure to check out other awesome podcasts like the one you're listening to now, The Barn Social Hour, including the Top Button Podcast, Village Vice, The Baseball Show, The Basketball Show, Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. We have it all, okay? We have a buffet of Auburn podcasts at your disposal. So why not? Why not subscribe and follow us? But yeah, with that being said, I don't have anything else. Graham, you got anything?
Nope.
Cool. Well, as always, everyone have a great rest of your night. Go check out the college football reveal that should be happening now, I guess. So
maybe it could be done, but should be now.
Yeah. If you're into that, go enjoy that. I will be personally enjoying that to see what's new. But yeah, with that being said, I ain't got anything else. Everyone have a great rest of your night. We will see you next time. As always, War Damn. We'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.